think that you can't make mistakes, but there's gonna come a moment when you realize you're wrong about that. And you're gonna get yourself and everyone under your command killed.
You think you're safe. You are not.
Okay, here's the deal. Long before J.J. Abrams rebooted the Star Trek franchise, I was a fan, watching all the movies and having fond memories of catching the original series after school and on lazy Saturdays. I loved what he did with the 2009 film, and I was eagerly awaiting the sequel. And while Star Trek Into Darkness has plenty of great elements, including cool character moments, action sequences, a great villain, and some clever, though at times overly cheesy, meta references, there was just a little bit missing. The story follows Kirk and his crew as they go on a rogue mission to bring to justice a terrorist who attacked Starfleet. Abrams delivers a decent sequel, but his fatigue with the franchise is starting to show as he bends too much to what he'd expect would be fan excitement. Star Trek Into Darkness is still a strong summer movie, and it doesn't ruin anything. However, it's not a game changer like the previous film and won't be landing on my best of the year list this time around. Star Trek Into Darkness gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.